Does you plus email marketing equal frowny face? It's probably one of these six simple reasons, y'all.
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perf. Now let's get to it.
Welcome back, my Inbox Besties, besties. Kate Doster here of katedoster.com. And as always, I am ridiculously excited to be popping in your ear holes today on this lovely Monday morning. What? So we are going to get you all pumped for the week ahead so that way you can woo your list hearts and, well, wallets right open. So today we are going to be tackling six ridiculously simple reasons why your email list and email marketing in general is doing jack crap for your business. And I gotta say, some of these are mistakes. Some of these might be some negative stories or mindset issues, but I guarantee you, you're probably suffering from at least one of them. I know even sometimes I do, so nobody is perfect here. But before we dive right in, guys, let's go ahead and thank our tool of the week. Email marketing is tough. From figuring out what freebie to create to actually getting people there, signing it up, and never mind when it comes time to send that weekly newsletter, having the nerve to go ahead and hit send. You know what shouldn't be tough? Figuring out how to do all of those stuff in your email service provider, which is why I want you to check out ConvertKit. ConvertKit is the only email marketing software that was created by a pro blogger for pro bloggers, and they make it ridiculously easy to find out what your open rates are, have multiple freebies, but only send your welcome series once so you don't seem like a weirdo, and of course, guys, they come with stunning free landing pages. And guess what? As a listener of Inbox Besties, you can actually get a free 30-day trial to take a look under the hood to see how much easier it is than your current email software is. So head on over to katedoster.com/CK to claim your free 30-day trial of ConvertKit. Once again, head on over to katedoster.com/CK and claim your 30-day free trial now. So let's go ahead and dive right into the six ridiculously simple reasons why email marketing and your email list is doing jack crap for your business and blog. So the first one, guys, you probably saw this coming, and that is thinking that email marketing is dead. Like, I cannot tell you how many stories I read that's like, oh, email's dead. Oh, it doesn't work. Bots are the future. But then, you know, last week, everyone literally lost their crap because Facebook announced that it wasn't going to be sharing some of its background information that it needs to, if say you want to set up for something like ManyChat or bots. So it was like, oh no, we can't use bots anymore. Well, that's kind of the reason why you need to have your email list, guys. And this sort of dives right in there, is that no one is out there shutting off email. Whereas if everyone put their eggs in the basket of Facebook bots, now they're kind of screwed because you do not own Facebook. You cannot tell Facebook what to do. And if Facebook's like, yeah, we don't like this, you're done. So while Facebook bots might be a little bit fun and can be supplemental, you need to be getting people on an actual email list. Okay. So don't think that it's dead. It still has one of the highest ROIs, which is a fancy term for, say you pay the cool, you know, 30 baby Washingtons a month for ConvertKit, you could be getting something like $3,000 a month from sending emails to people. Yeah. And that's actually not that hard to do when you actually focus on number six, which we're going to be talking about in a moment. So I can tell you for a fact that email is not dead. Millennials still check their emails. You're still checking it. And think about when you go on like a social media diet and you get rid of the Facebook Messenger app yourself, or you're like, I'm not going on Instagram. When you delete all of your social media, do you ever delete the email app on your phone? Exactly. So that's really number one, is having this negative mindset that it's old, it's fuddy-duddy, people hate it, it doesn't work. It does, y'all. You just gotta work for it. And don't worry, I got your back for that. Number two is thinking you don't actually need an email list. So this is one that I actually get quite common, especially for my bloggers and business owners that help events, if you will. Being like when someone is pregnant, when they are nursing, even realtors actually really struggle with this. They're like, well, I just want people that want to buy houses in Cleveland. What happens after they buy? Here's the thing that sometimes I don't think we think about when it comes to these sorts of things or people getting married. People, for the most part, have friends, especially in like the momming niche. Like, I don't know why anyone who focuses on like newborn and pregnancies wouldn't have an email list, because everyone sort of clamors together in like Facebook groups and pods and mommy support groups, and they talk. If you have a solid email marketing strategy, even for, you know, that people are only going to stay on your list, say actively, for about 6 months or so, if you woo them, you shower them with amazing advice, you offer them products and services that they might actually need, whether they're referral links, meaning like say stuff that they could buy on Amazon, or say things that you create yourself, like a hypnosis meditation that they can use while giving birth so they could do naturally. The more that you shower these people with your knowledge, the more that you show up in their inbox is how they're actually going to remember your name. Now, how many times have you might have read a really juicy article on a blog and then never gone back there and can't even remember where you heard it from? Thing is that if a pregnant mom just stumbles upon your website on Pinterest and she's not getting on your email list, she's never going to remember your website. She's not going to remember your name. She's not going to remember where she found it. And you might have had really great information, but unless you are constantly getting in front of her, she's going to forget who you are. So it's literally just going to be like, oh yeah, like I read this article somewhere, but I can't remember where. As opposed to, oh yeah, like Cindy definitely talks about this. Like here's the article. Because you're sending it to her in her inbox. You are showering her with freebies. You are suggesting products and services that she actually needs. So I don't want you to think just because your topic is more like life-based, like college prep, that you cannot use email marketing. That is the furthest from the truth. You're the one who needs it the most. So you're not just some rando they stumble upon on Pinterest and leave. They come back to you time and time again, and they recommend you to your friends. Your word of mouth will be huge once you realize, if I make their life so much easier for the next 6 months, they're gonna rave about me for years. It's the truth, guys. It is the truth. So number three, guys, and this was kind of twofold, but it falls on the same blanket, and that is you're making it ridiculously hard for people to join your email list. I cannot tell you how many times I have to go on like a Where's Waldo hunt to sign up for someone's email list on their blogs. Now, occasionally, though I don't do these so much anymore, I would give free reviews for different bloggers and websites to let them know how they could really maximize conversions, as we like to say in the nerdy space. But really, that's get people who go to your website to actually get on your email list. Usually, at best, they would have one tiny opt-in form on their sidebar, and it would say something lame like, join my newsletter list, hit subscribe, which we already had an entire episode about simple tweaks that you can make to propel your signups. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes. And that was all about your opt-in forms and your landing pages. You need to make it super easy for people to sign up for your stuff. Now, if you feel that a pop-up is too aggressive, you can have it set for a longer period of time. You can have what's called like a hello bar, which is at the very top of your website. People can go ahead and click. You can have more of a slidey in bar. But when you are leaving things just on the sidebar, people tend to ignore them because that's where one, ads are. And two, have you looked at your blog on mobile? Your sidebar is the literal last thing. And you even know on a laptop, you can't get people to normally read your whole blog article anyways. So it makes you think they're going to scroll all the way down, past the comment, past whatever stuff you have, to get to your email signup form that may or may not actually be there. Exactly. You need to make it easy and you need to sell your free. Okay, now we talk way more about selling your free, of course, in Love Your List, but there's sort of the teaser episode that I'll put a link to in the show notes. The other half of making it ridiculously hard for people to join your list is, spoiler alert, not telling people about it. I cannot tell you how many times I have heard people say, no one is signing up for my list. I think it's my freebie. They had like 8 of them and they're like, why are none of these taking off? Well, how many people are seeing it? And they're like, well, like 50. Well, that's the reason why, people, it's not working, because no one's even there to see it. There is one of my favorite marketing phrases, and you're going to hear it if you go to the webinar in a couple of weeks. And if you sign up for the free challenge, which I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well. You need to have a hungry crowd of people if you want to sell things, like say burgers. Now, of course, you don't want to sell burgers if they're all vegans, but you still need people around, y'all. So before you just think like my freebie blows and I need to start another one, go actually take a look at your analytics. Now you can just do this by your own website traffic. If you have your landing page through ConvertKit, they actually give you the stats right on your dashboard, which is super awesome. Why I love me some CK. And of course, you can just look at your Google Analytics. How many people are getting to this particular blog post? How many people are getting to your landing page if you even have one? Do you have anything that they can sign up for that's not just there, guys? Not just there, okay? So make it ridiculously easy for people to sign up for your list, because chances are, if they went to your blog post about vegan eating and you have this amazing freebie to help them eat vegan on the cheap, they're going to want to sign up for it. And you're kind of a dickhole. I'm just going to say it. Kind of a dickhole for not telling them about it, because you need to make it easy to make their lives better. Okay? Zig Ziglar. You'll get everything you want in life when you help people get exactly what they want to. I know I butchered the phrase, but y'all get what I mean. So before I get too hard up on my horse about making it too hard for people to sign up on your list, let's go ahead with number 4. And this is sort of the opposite of making it too hard for people to get on your list. This is you get them on your list, but then you are so afraid of unsubscribes, you never send them stuff. An email list is no good if you do not talk to them. I'm going to say this again and listen to this phrase on repeat. An email list is no good unless you talk to them. Okay, this is high horse again. I'm on it today, guys. I want you guys to succeed so bad. And you're just like, no, people, no. If you are too afraid to send an email, you are never going to help anyone. So why bother putting them on an email list in the first place? You are doing not only yourself, your business, your blog, your mission, your purpose a disservice, but you're doing one to them. If they signed up for your list, they wanted to hear what you had to say. Now, I think what ends up happening is email marketing sort of combines everything that people hate. And we're going to talk a little bit more on my challenge that we're going to have coming up next week. And that is, it combines technology, which, I mean, obviously ConvertKit takes care of all that, so you don't have to worry about it. KateDoster.com/CK. So we don't really have to worry about that too much. Selling, oh my goodness, like, I can't even get started. It's like the biggest S word ever, like 4-letter word, sell, no. And writing. So like literally you're combining things that people naturally hate, and you want to put a 4th thing in there. People hate being annoying because they don't want to be ostracized. They don't want their perception of someone to think that they're stupid. It's that whole like herd mentality. So you got a lot of things going against you. And I feel like a lot of people take unsubscribes personally. Like, oh my goodness, did I offend someone? Kind of like when one of your friends posts on their Facebook wall, like something like mean and nasty, like, I can't believe they did that. I'm just so over people. They're the worst. And you automatically think it was something that you did. It's not, guys. It is not. I actually am happy when people unsubscribe. I'm not like, yay, they must think I'm a butt face. But it's the people that unsubscribe are the ones that actually care about you the most, because it's the people that just delete your emails or just ignore them that are literally dragging down your list. Not only is your deliverability, that's getting into the primary folder instead of promotions and all that funness, getting dragged down because not as many people is opening your stuff. Your open rates is down, which makes you kind of sad. Your click-through rate is down. So when people are unsubscribing, I want you to literally say this sentence if you're a little bit woo-woo. Thank you for making space for more people who I can actually help. Thank you for making space so I can invite more people to make space. This is literally the same mentality that you have if you've ever done any mindset work or like abundance work, and they tell you to clear your physical clutter so that way you have more room for more blessings to come in. I'll say that with quotation marks. It is the same way. The people that are unsubscribing, they're doing you a service. So don't be too mad. I mean, obviously if like all of your list unsubscribes, which that would never happen, it could be something to look at. But guys, I got your back. As long as you're talking from the heart, you're sharing useful, relevant info, you're good. They just might have moved on. Or maybe they got help from somebody else. Maybe they're actually decluttering their inbox and they're just like, yeah, I'm set. I don't need to know how to knit right now. So don't feel bad. They could come back. So guys, number 5. Dun, 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 dun. So this is right up there with being too afraid to unsubscribe. This is waiting to email your list until you have a certain number or a product to sell. Now, that whole product to sell scenario, we really take care of that in Love Your List. I have what I like to call the no product moneymaker sequence, which we go over and tackle. Oh my goodness, I love that one. I actually have one of those currently working in my business, which makes me money nearly every day. It's very exciting stuff. So you don't need to worry about not having a product. There's a gajillion ways to make money, y'all. A gajillion and nothing shady. The whole waiting to have so many people on your list, I want you to flip this. Say you were a brand new speaker, or even better, you're an introvert and you are petrified of public speaking. Petrified. Would you rather cut your teeth with a crowd of 25 people in the room? You probably know them. Maybe it's your mom, maybe it's your family, maybe it's just like a friend of a friend. Or would you rather do it with 1,000 strangers or 10,000 strangers or 100,000 strangers? You'd rather do it with the 100 or less that kind of sort of know you that aren't really strangers, right? Because then you wouldn't feel like such a fool if you stuttered, if things didn't work right, if things were awkward, so you could get better. That is why you send emails even when you only have 3 people on your list and one of them is you, because you can get used not only to the technology and to the layout, which I have some preferences on what I think about templates, but you actually will learn how to write better. You will learn how to write engaging emails. You will get over your fear of hitting send, which is honestly one of the biggest things that are holding people back, guys. And this goes into sort of like the first, the last one we just talked about. Being able to hit send is powerful. And when you do it with confidence, yeah, so what if 3 people decide to unsubscribe? You know that since you've got everything else going, you're going to get 6 more people anyways today. So who cares? It doesn't matter because you got your whole email marketing ecosystem set up, which I helped you with in Love Your List. Hashtag just saying. Subliminal message there. So I do not want you to wait until you have 100 subscribers, 1,000 subscribers, you know, an 8-module course. You shouldn't be making an 8-module course until you actually have people to sell it to. Like, you can make like your little easy yes offers, like we talk about one-click funnels and we talk about in the money making micro digital products bonus that I've got rocking out in Love Your List when the doors fling open. You don't need to have a gajillion people, okay? You need to start, even if day one, it is just you, okay? If you're like, oh my goodness, but what if I write an amazing email and there's only 20 people see it? Put in an autoresponder. Like, that is easy enough to do, guys. It is easy enough to do. Stop overthinking these things. Just do it. Have a sense of wonderment, curiosity, fun. Oh my goodness, it's so much fun. Okay, so guys, this is the last one, and then we'll do a quick recap so you can get on with your awesome Monday, y'all. And that is, you do not have a solid plan for your email marketing. Oh my goodness, guys. This one is so key. So maybe you have made it ridiculously easy for people to sign up on your list. Maybe you do actually sell free, as in your freebie has a catchy headline. It's got a memorable name. It solves a really big problem. But then people just sort of drop off the face of the earth. Or sometimes they'll have like a little welcome series and that's it. When you actually sit down for like literally less than 10 minutes and think to yourself, what do I want to do with my email list? Well, we won't even go with quarter or year, guys, or just in general. Although in general, you should sort of know the vibe, like, oh, what kind of emails do I want to send? What kind of personality do I want to have? Spoiler, the answer is whatever personality you have in real life is what you should have in your emails. And this month, literally for April, sit down. What's your plan? What are you going to talk to them about? How often are you going to email them? Where do you want to send them, if anything? How do you want them to feel about being on your list? When you have a solid plan where you know how your email list fits into your social media, fits into your blogs or your podcasts or videos, fits into your launches, your affiliate products that you've got going on. When you actually think of it as a leg, like on a stool of your profitable, sustainable, superly awesome business that you can run in your sweatpants and never have to worry about it snowing out because your commute is 3 steps from your bed, amazing things will happen. So that, of course, is exactly what we're going to be doing in Love Your List when it opens next week. And spoiler alert, we'll be talking a little bit more about that. We might have a bonus episode next week talking about that and reminding y'all, because I know that you guys literally have been beating down the door to get in. So guys, let's go ahead and recap the 6 ridiculously simple reasons why email marketing and your email list have not worked for you, and honestly, how to fix them lickety split. So the first one is you're convinced email marketing is dead. Maybe you put all of your money in this whole bots trend and that died out faster than Meerkat and Periscope. Yeah, that's embarrassing. Number 2 is thinking you do not need an email list because you're more of a limited time niche, whether it is buying a house, whether it is nursing, whether it is even a child's birthday party planning, all of that stuff. You of all people need an email list more than anyone, okay? Number 3, you make it ridiculously hard for people to join your list. Either you're not getting enough people to your landing page, to your blogs, on social media, you're not just telling people about this thing. Or when they do get there, it's only in your sidebar. It says subscribe. It's awful. And on mobile, it shows up at the very, very bottom. I'm not saying you got to put 80 pop-ups here, guys, but you need to make it stupid easy for people to sign up. Shout out to Ed there. And number 4, you are deadly afraid of unsubscribes, so you never email your list. Unemail list is pointless if you never talk to it, guys. Unemail list is pointless if you do not talk to it. Number 5, of course, is that you're waiting until you have a certain amount of subscribers to start emailing on the regular, or till you have some type of paid product. Bull crap, y'all. Again, would you rather talk to 20 people while you're getting your sea legs, or 100 gazillion million? 25. And number 6, of course, you do not have a solid plan, and email marketing is just sort of something you do sporadically that has nothing to do to support your financial goals, your traffic goals, your sustainability goals, your reach goals, your authority building goals. It has nothing to do with anything because you're not actually thinking of it as a vital part of your business. It's just some nuisance that somebody on a podcast like Kate Doster told you to grow. That is probably one of the biggest things that is going to hold you back. Okay. So guys, I hope that you have a fantastic week. Like I already said, I want you to go out and just make April literally the most fun time you've had. I'm not going to say they crush it. My goal for you is to make April the most fun you have ever possibly had at running your business and blog. And of course, I will see you next week. If I walked over to your laptop, how many tabs are I see open? 1, 2, 27. And let's be real, you're probably listening to this podcast with one earbud in, and you're driving or doing the dishes, but secretly you're mapping out your next new course, which will definitely propel you to 6 figures and beyond, unlike those 8 other half-finished stinker courses that are just clogging up your hard drive on your computer. Those things are going nowhere. But then you remember you haven't actually done a blog post in like 2 months, so you should probably do that, but your traffic's like 5, so that really doesn't matter that much, especially since you're now getting the red arrow of death from your Facebook business page. So clearly you now need to do a live, but you got to clean up the house and make sure that the kids aren't around and get that done. So then maybe you'll go back to the course, but then I don't know about the blog post, but like, it's really gonna be that effective. And then you just get so frazzled and so overwhelmed, they just like, screw it, I'm watching the Gilmore Girls again. Hashtag Team Jess forever. The problem is that you're trying to run your business from a pretty notebook that you got from Target that you've lost, and the scrap pieces of paper that you now use to kind of make up for it, which have a never ending to-do list that never gets done because you're so scattered. What you need is a simple system that was created for somebody like you, an uber passionate, super scattered, shiny object prone creative entrepreneur with a passion for business, but organization's not really your strong point. Created by somebody who actually gets it, the most anti-type A personality that there is, me. What you need is Trelling for Traffic. Trelling for Traffic is literally your business in a box. See, unlike that pretty notebook that we still can't find, Trelling for Traffic actually comes with boards and workflows that you can use to run your business. I'm talking about breaking down everything into the nitty-grittiest, smallest parts so nothing slips through the cracks. Everything from what you need to do when with a mega launch to how to use Pinterest without actually having to pay for a scheduler. And of course, my favorite, how to plan out your quarter, week, and day, because if I'm looking at everything in my week, I'm gonna skip around. That's why my day board is my favorite. Now, to get your hands on all of these 22 boards and 15 workflows, which have been called life-changing by not one, but several of the 100 students that invested in this course the first 3 days it was open, craziness, right? Head on over to trellingfortraffic.com. That's trellingfortraffic.com. And guys, I didn't even tell you the best part. It's only $24. Isn't your sanity worth $24? Especially when I will give you that recognition and revenue that your business deserves. So head on over to trellingfortraffic.com right now. Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now.
And for even more free, value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review. Before you leave, I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.